everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for joining us, for making us a part of your day, your week, your drive, your run, whatever you have going on. We're so glad you're here. Whether you are one of our 7 returning listeners or you are a brand new listener, hi, hello. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. My name is Chris. I'm one of your hosts for the evening. Well, it is evening here. I'm one of your hosts for this podcast. And I'm, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Doing good. There you go. I said evening. I don't know that I intended to say it, but it is evening for us.
It's way in the evening for us.
We normally do the podcast like in the afternoon, but it's like almost 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, and we're so committed to the cause because we knew that our 7 listeners would wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning ready for a brand new Lots About Something podcast episode, and we had to make sure we provided for them. Mm-hmm. Where are you looking at something?
Do you have a little bump on your face right there? Did you get bit by something?
I don't know. Did I? I saw you kept looking at something on my face.
Does it itch?
No. Do I look like I have a growth?
Okay. I don't know. We'll check it at the end.
All right. Should I be concerned?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, all right. But what'd you ask me? I forgot.
I don't know. I kept watching you look at my face, and I was like, what are you looking at on my face?
I was just making sure it wasn't something, that's all. But yeah, it is late in the evening, and we were on the way home. That's what I was getting at. It's late, folks, so I don't know which version
of myself. You're normally in the bed by this time. Let's just be honest.
But listen, y'all, it's summer. It just began summer for us. And so I'm trying to relax, go with the flow, go to bed when I want to, you know, just slow down. I'm trying to slow down.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing. That's why we're doing the podcast at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? But we were riding home from church tonight, and we don't say a whole lot riding down the road unless something comes to our mind. And I said, we got to record the podcast.
I completely forgot about it.
You did not remember that we had to record the podcast.
I had completely forgot. I didn't think about it one bit.
So I was quite shocked by that because that's been on my mind all day.
You've not said anything about it.
Well, it's been on my mind. I may not have said it, but I was thinking it. So here we are, folks.
Here we are, 10 o'clock at night. Nighttime. Making podcast dreams come true.
Nighttime, Tina. May come out.
Maybe. Christy, I heard something interesting. I actually forgot to tell you about it. I thought about it just a few moments ago. I talked to someone today who is in a what I thought was a unique competition.
Oh, really?
They are in a competition with someone else to see how many shout outs that they can get on the podcast.
They're in a competition.
They're in a competition. And I want to say who it is,
okay.
But I kind of want to not just see if it'll come up like just organically. You know what I mean? Like it'll just happen.
Okay.
But there is an ongoing competition between
people.
2 of our 7 listeners.
Okay.
Are vying for the spot of having the most mentions on the podcast.
Well, I don't quite know who that is because I think...
I'll be honest. If it was Ganker,
right,
I'd get it. If it was Dusky, that would make sense.
Right.
It's neither one of them.
Well, I mean, I can name all of our listeners.
We only have 7.
No, I mean, we've got more than 7, but
it doesn't take long.
I would imagine it's someone at church because that's where we were all day.
That is true.
And
that is
someone at our church. And we've mentioned just about everybody that I know of at church. So
I mean, we've mentioned all 7 of our listeners over and over and over.
So
I do feel like we haven't talked about Becca in a while. So, hey, Becca, how are you doing?
We missed you today, Rebecca. Do you want me to start guessing who it is?
No, I don't think I want to reveal it.
Okay.
I think I want it to be...
So So I have to do the shout out.
Well, now that I know.
Because you
can't. So I know. I'm going to just let it just linger out there. I just wanted you to be aware that there is.
So are they wanting us to just talk about them or say their name each week?
It's like this competition. I don't really know the details fully. I just know that I was stopped by an individual who said, just so you know, I'm in a competition with another person to see who can get the most shout outs on the podcast.
Okay, folks. I mean, I have no idea. It could be a number of people, so I don't know how to do a shout out once I've done a shout out.
It's a re-shout out. It's a re-shout.
Oh, a re-shout out?
Yeah, a re-shout. I mean, we could just
take time. All right, so I don't know who they are, so I'm just going to give a couple shout outs to people that may be, okay?
Okay,
all right. So, Mr. Casey, I'm going to give a shout out to you.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Casey cooked so the reason we're late is we had what we call an open door dinner at church tonight, and Mr. Casey and his small group cooked low country boil.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely delicious.
It was wonderful, yes.
Absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. And the desserts they made, absolutely delicious.
I made a whole plate.
So Mr. Mm-hmm. Casey definitely deserves a shout out.
Yes. So I'm going to shout out to Mr. Casey. I'll shout out to Miss Robin.
Okay.
Brantley, because she deserves a shout out because she gave us a whole bag of goodies.
Yeah, she did. She gave us squash and zucchini.
Squash and zucchini, which we love. I don't know if you've ever eaten it before till you met me and married me.
No, I really didn't.
But there will be a lot of things made with squash and zucchini.
I can't wait.
In the next couple days.
You make a fried zucchini that's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. I can do some squash and onions and squash.
Delicious.
Or some squash casserole.
Okay.
That's not delicious.
What? Oh yeah, squash casserole is delicious. I love it.
Yeah. So shout out to Miss Robin.
Okay.
Are either one of them the shout out?
I can't say.
Oh, okay.
I won't say.
Well, those are my two this week.
But no, it's neither one of those.
No. Goodness.
All right. Anyway, we could. I mean, we only have a couple more listeners.
Well, I know it's not Jessica. It's not Rebecca. It's not Crystal.
Yeah.
It's not Nicole.
Yeah.
I don't know, folks. I'm going to think on it.
Okay.
I may just start shouting out your name in the middle of the podcast.
As you think of people, just say their name randomly through the podcast. And
I know my mom listens to it.
Oh.
I know, Jeremy listens to it, okay. Our brother-in-law. But they weren't there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's just keep moving on.
Okay. Hey, let's jump into our first segment. So, segment that we do every single time we do the podcast, and it's what's new. And we just talk about what's new, what's been going on in our world since the last time we did the podcast. You actually wanted to do a whole podcast on what's new, and I kept saying, no, that's what's new.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have quite a few things to share and talk about.
I had several topics that we could talk about that I think y'all would be interested to hear.
All right.
Not necessarily like articles we find on Google, but just talking.
What would the podcast be without an article, though? I mean, in all honesty, if we had no articles, it's almost like we don't have a podcast.
Well, it's 10 o'clock, so it may be article-free tonight.
Nope.
Do you have an article?
We'll see. It's not that time yet. It's not that time yet.
You don't have an article.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So give me what's new.
Well, Emma is no longer an eighth grader.
Yeah, we ended
our school year. We're moving her on up to the ninth grade.
We ended the school year and we're moving on.
We're moving on up.
Emma also had a dental procedure this week.
Yeah.
She had some teeth pulled. I got to go and experience that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She handled it pretty well in the dentist office until we were walking out, and then I think it kind of hit her that she was in pain.
Yeah, once that stuff wears off.
Yeah, she had a tough little go for a couple of days.
But now it's summer, and we're doing good. We get to sleep in late if we want to.
Yeah.
Go to bed late if we want to.
Yep.
I'm about to go to the beach on Wednesday night.
So you're going to the beach.
That's what's new with me. I'm going to the beach. You won't see me till Saturday night.
So you're gone. Lily's also gone. She's going to camp.
She's
going to work camp for the week. Mm-hmm. You're going to be gone. It's just me and Emma.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? How are we going to feed ourselves?
Hey, listen, I went to the grocery store this week, but I did not buy food.
Yeah, can we talk about that just for a second? You spent, it's not the most amount of money we've ever spent, but you still spent a majority of our grocery budget on no groceries.
I was surprised myself.
You spent a majority of our grocery budget. Three-fourths of it.
Yeah, I took a lot of stuff off.
And you bought no groceries.
I bought some stuff. I bought some coffee and some bread, some paper towels, some toilet paper, some tissues. It just adds up. Groceries nowadays aren't cheap. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. What else you got now? So you're going to the beach. You were talking about some new shows that you've been watching.
Yeah, I thought our listeners might want to know what we're watching.
I'm sure that they are on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
Waiting to hear what new shows that we have embarked upon in our lives.
You know, because we watch good things. So I think that people like to know what's something good they might want to be watching through the summer, you know?
Okay.
I'm curious and anxious to watch the new Avatar movie that's on Disney Plus now.
No.
I know you're not, but...
Listen, I've tried to watch the original Avatar 3 times. All 3 times I've made it about 30 minutes in before I thought, this is the most boring movie I've ever watched in my entire life.
Well, that's fine. I'm not asking you to watch it with me, but I'm anxious to watch it. I'm excited. And then the last episodes of Manifest came out on Netflix, so I've got to catch up and finish that. I hadn't been able, because I'm still watching One Tree Hill. I'm in season 5 of that. I think there's only 6 seasons, so I'll be done with that real soon.
Hey, did we tell the listeners, was it last week that we got up in the middle of the night and went to watch the movie?
I don't think we let anybody know that.
Was that last week that happened?
It was two weeks ago.
We're sitting at the house.
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, Memorial Day. So a couple weekends ago. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting at the house.
I already had my bath. I was in my pajamas.
I think I'm sitting like on the couch. I've got TV on.
It's after 9 o'clock.
Scrolling through the phone. Mm-hmm. And it's not uncommon for Lily to walk into the living room around that time and say, I'm going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, that's normal. Mm-hmm. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to watch The Little Mermaid.
And I wanted to watch it.
You had already mentioned earlier in the day that you wanted to watch it. And I said, well, what time is it? And you said 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, hey, Tina, you want to go watch Little Mermaid at 9:30?
You just knew I was going to say no.
And you didn't say no.
I shocked you, didn't I?
You shocked the world. We got up. We went to watch this movie 9:30 at night.
I will say, I wore my pajamas.
You wore your pajamas to the movie theater. We were living our best life.
Yes.
If you follow us on Instagram, I posted a picture of it. I posted a picture over on the Lots About Something podcast page, too. Mm-hmm. We were living our best life. I will say it was tough to make it through that movie. I was falling asleep. Not because the movie was bad. The movie was fine. It was whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I was exhausted.
I wouldn't.
We had popcorn at 10 o'clock. We ate a big old large popcorn.
I wasn't going to eat anything.
We did. We had already eaten dinner.
I ate popcorn. It was good.
Yeah, so we were... I know that's not necessarily new this past week, but I did think about it when we were watching TV.
Yeah, so we watched The Little Mermaid, for anybody wanting to know.
It was cute. It was okay.
It was The Little Mermaid.
If you've seen any version of The Little Mermaid, you've seen The Little Mermaid. They didn't do anything different.
Mm-mm.
It's just real people.
It was good.
And then I found out it's not even real people. Most of it's CGI. That's what Emma told me. They drew the girl. She's not even real. I mean, obviously she doesn't swim underwater, but like her body, like the whole, her everything about her is not real.
Okay.
So I feel disappointed about that.
Well, they fooled me. It was still good.
Okay. So.
We've been watching NCIS still.
Still watching that?
You like that.
Hey, we've started a new show that we actually restarted. We started it a while back and we restarted it. Young Sheldon. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good show. You and I watched The Big Bang Theory all the way through about a year ago. And then I kept seeing clips of Young Sheldon pop up. Mm-hmm. And it kind of got my attention. I said, well, I want to watch it. And so I got into it. And I'm hooked. You're hooked. Emma's hooked. We're all hooked on it now.
Yeah.
It's not a bad show. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
The mom on there reminds me a lot of my mom growing up.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that, I mean, the characters are good. They're pretty funny. But the mom on Young Sheldon reminds me of my mom growing up a lot.
His brother on there, the older brother, he's a country boy.
Georgie.
He's probably one of the funniest ones on there to me.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I laugh at him all the time, but that's something else we're watching. Anything else going on?
I can't think of anything. But you did say I didn't have an article, and I'm here to prove you wrong.
Prove me wrong there, buddy.
All right. This is not a grievance.
Oh, my goodness. Another grievance?
No, it's not a grievance.
Is it a grievance with me? I'm about to say, it's after 10.
This is not a grievance.
Okay.
It's just an observation.
Okay.
That happened tonight. Okay? This is fresh.
Let's hear it.
This is probably within the last 30 minutes fresh. Okay? So, we got home from church. We've been gone all day. I mean, we left early this morning, been gone all day. We got home this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've been gone about 14 hours. Mm-hmm. Well, we get home and you said that you thought that the power had gone out while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going around the house and you're resetting clocks.
Because I don't like to see them blinking.
Yeah. So you're resetting the clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, what time is it? And I said, like, 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, so, like, 30 minutes ahead would be 9:45? Uh-huh. And I said, yes.
I knew what 30 minutes was.
No, I'm not saying that you didn't, but you were, like, clarifying. Like,
it's late. I'm tired.
Yeah, you're clarifying. No, that's not the point. Okay. That's not the deal.
Okay.
And so then I said, why are you setting the clock 30 minutes ahead of time? And you were like, because I like for it to be 30 minutes ahead of time. But it's not like it helps us to be 30 minutes early. It just means that the clock is 30 minutes earlier than what it says. And your clock that's beside your bed is the only clock that's like that. There's no other clock in our house that's 30 minutes early.
I have to have it 30 minutes early.
But why?
It wakes me up 30 minutes early than it actually is.
Why don't you just set it for 30 minutes earlier?
It's just what I do. It's just what I do.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand a lot of stuff I do, but I said it ahead of time.
All right, but you want to get up 30 minutes early.
So if my clock goes off at 6:30,
yeah,
it's really just 6.
But why don't you just set it for 6?
Because then if I want to lay there for a few minutes... Yes, it does.
It's all the same time.
I like it 30 minutes early. I like it to go off 30 minutes early.
Okay.
I don't see what the big deal is. People set their clocks ahead of time.
Listen,
all the time.
Not a big deal. I'm just saying that is an odd thing that you do. And it just was brought to my recollection.
Uh-huh.
And so I looked up an article.
Okay.
And it's 50 hilarious things that everyone is secretly guilty of doing. Okay. Now, we don't have time to go through 50.
No, we don't.
But I want to read the first one. I really only read the first couple, and the first one got my attention because I have definitely done this one.
Okay.
So, if you want to know, this is from bestlifeonline.com, and it's just 50 hilarious things everyone is secretly doing. That's the article. But number one got me. I was hooked at number one. I don't know what else is on this list. But number one got me, okay? And it's just this. Calling someone buddy because you forgot their name.
Hey, you've done it.
I have done all the time. Bro, buddy, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, buddy.
Yep.
Hey, so fun fact, there's a guy at church whose name is Bud. And I know his name is Bud, but I am guilty so much of saying, hey, buddy, I have to be aware when I talk to Bud that I don't call him buddy so that he thinks I don't know his name because his name is Bud.
Well, anybody that listens to the podcast now, they're going to know. If
I call Chris you buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, probably forgot your name. Hey, man. Hey, bro.
What's up, dude?
All right.
Okay.
So let me scroll through this list here. I've done this. This is number four, stumbling and turning it into a funny dance.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done that before? Like you're walking and you trip and then like you catch your balance and then you just do like a little jig?
Nah.
All right. I'm guilty of this. Number five, taking a break from the internet on your computer to check out the internet on your phone.
It's not a shocker.
You've never done that?
No. I don't get on the computer much.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through the list.
What was that one above there?
Hitting the elevator button multiple times.
No. And I don't like to hit a whole bunch of buttons in the elevator at once because I have a fear of getting stuck in the elevator.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Accidentally sending a text to the person that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you?
I don't know if I've ever... I've told you this story. All right. I went and saw... I feel confident that they are not one of the seven listeners, so I'm gonna go out on a limb here and tell this story, okay? I went and saw someone in the hospital. They'd been in the hospital a lot, and I'd seen them a lot. And I was very cordial with them. And one of the visits that I went to, one of the things we had common interest in was wrestling. So anytime I'd go, we'd talk about wrestling. It was a dude and his wife. And so he told me one time at the hospital, he said, why don't you come over one night and we'll watch wrestling and drink some beers together? And I said, well, I don't drink beer. I said, but maybe I could come over and watch wrestling with you. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. So I left. I thought it was funny. I text the pastor. I said, hey, how about your church folks inviting me to come drink beer? But I didn't text the pastor.
You text him?
I text the wife.
What did she say?
I immediately panicked, and I tried to cover it up with a series of text messages that I rapidly sent over and over and over and over again, and then I just never talked about it again. I think that's the first time I've talked about it since then. I told that story recently somewhere else, though, very, very recently, but yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to, when you...
But yeah, I completely messed that up.
Put your foot in your mouth once it's out there, you know.
Yeah. So. All right, here we go. Looking through the list. Eating a family-sized bag of chips by yourself. I've never done that, but I've eaten like a half box of donuts before by myself. Okay.
You've done it, huh? You do that with text messages too, don't you?
Number 13. ignoring an email for weeks, then writing back and saying, somehow this ended up in my spam folder. Or, man, somehow I missed this. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me today with you.
That did? No, it didn't.
Not with an email, but it did with a text.
Well, you text me three things back to back, and I saw them. I saw the one that you sent me, but I didn't know that there were more. I just saw the one that you sent me.
You didn't respond to any of them.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm looking through using the bathroom at a friend's house and peeking at their medicine cabinet. Have you ever done that? I don't know that I've ever really done that either. Searching for your phone while holding it in your hand.
I probably have done that.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I like on my Apple Watch, I can click the button and it'll
ding it.
It'll ding it. So
Emma does that. She, man, you and her both do that.
Number 18, seeing an outrageous price on something at the store and then still pretending you're still considering buying it.
Yeah, not happening.
All right, let's see. Pretending you're in a movie while listening to the music and headphones walking down the street. I've never done that. I have pretended to be on the phone before to just like not like avoid a situation. I've pretended like I was on the phone before.
Mm-hmm.
Offering someone a fake laugh.
Yeah, we've done that.
I'm sure everybody's done that. Mm-hmm. Sitting on your bed in a towel for far longer than necessary.
No, that's not a good one.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just looking through this list here.
Yeah, we do this. We used to do this at the apartment.
Man, when we lived in... All right, so number 25, carrying way too much from your car so you can make it in one trip. Mm-hmm. Man, when we lived in the apartment, we had an upstairs apartment on the back side. Mm-hmm. And so we had to walk around the apartment and then up the stairs. Bro, I carried as many as I could hold. Like, my arms were sore after we took groceries upstairs. It was committed. I don't do that. Let's see. Buying a week's worth of fresh vegetables and not eating any of it. We've done that before.
Yeah, maybe not fresh vegetables, but just groceries in general.
Number 29. Pretending not to be disappointed when you get a birthday card without any cash. I think that should be illegal. I think there should be a law against it.
You know, the first thing we do when we get a card is thinking, oh, they gave me money.
I've done this before, maybe not necessarily the way it's written, like worded here, but write an angry worded email to a family member and never hitting send. I definitely have written out angry messages and then never sent them.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that on like social media too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. Pretending to text while really taking a selfie.
Nah.
Claiming that you have plans to get out of a social function that you totally don't want to go to.
We maybe have done that a time or two.
Let's see. Pulling back the curtain to make sure nobody knows, make sure there are no serial killers hiding in there. And again, these are like 50 embarrassing things that everybody's done before.
Yeah, let's just do one more.
Okay. Dancing by yourself in the kitchen. Definitely done that.
Mm-hmm.
Channeling your inner, number 39, channeling your inner Adele in traffic. Only to realize that another driver is watching.
I don't do that, but I could imagine you doing that. So.
I'm sure some people have given your pet a pump up talk, like a.
You get be them good motivated. Boy. Yeah, you be good boy.
I'm just looking. We only got, let's see.
Oh, I've probably done that.
This, number 46. This is you, Christy.
Yep.
Secretly diagnosing everybody in the waiting room at your doctor's office.
Yeah, I can do that in the doctor's office. I can do it online. You just call me or text me and I can diagnose you without going to the doctor if you need me to. Oh, I do that.
Yes. Number 49, checking your symptoms on the internet and convincing yourself you're on death's door.
I don't convince myself I'm on death's door, but I do Google.
I know. I've had to be like, Christy, get off Google. Please.
I do Google stuff.
Well, since you learned how to Google.
Some stuff isn't true.
You're like Google on Google Monster.
How to fix the car, how to fix the wash machine, how to fix the dishwasher. You know, that's just what I do. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Tina, why don't you give us a wow for the day?
So I've been doing a devotion by Joyce, my friend Joyce Meyer.
Okay.
And today's devotion was on forgiveness. And so I have just a little sneak bit of what it was. I thought it may be for someone today. So it says, the first thing you need to decide is to forgive those who have hurt you. The second thing is to pray for them. Another thing God tells you to do is to bless your enemies. To bless someone means to speak well of them and want good things for them. Refuse to talk unkindly about those who hurt you. Don't keep talking about what your enemies did. It only keeps bringing the pain stirred up in you. The fourth thing you do is you must wait. Don't give up and keep doing what is right and wait on God to change your feelings, and He will. And so, I just didn't know if anyone was dealing with unforgiveness. You know, if you've talked about or you got your feelings hurt, still, instead of talking about your enemies, I think she says to bless them and talk, to say good things about them and not dwell on the hurt that someone has done to you.
Yeah.
To get past it. So I didn't know if there was anybody out there that needed to hear that, but I thought it was a good little reminder today.
No, it is. You know, forgiveness is a tricky subject. It's a touchy subject because there's always varying degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there are surface level hurts that people deal with. Mm-hmm. You hurt my feelings, you know, something like that. But then there's also deep wounded, deep seated, rooted hurt. Mm-hmm. All of them need to be forgiven. Some of them are way more difficult to forgive than others. Mm-hmm. But forgiveness is a healthy thing. And a lot of times we'll hold on to things. We'll hold on to things in an attempt to not let people off the hook, when in all reality, we are the ones that are continuing to carry a pain that the person that hurt us has probably moved on from a long time ago. And so, you know, I think even though it can be difficult and challenging, if we can find forgiveness, and obviously God helps us do that. Mm-hmm. You know, as Christians, we believe that God helps us. And because of His example of forgiveness that He gives to us, we can then walk in that.
Yeah, the scripture for it was in Galatians 6, verse 9. And it says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up.
It's good.
To go along with it. So.
Very good.
That's it.
Well, Tina, short and sweet tonight.
But our listeners have a podcast to hear tomorrow.
They have a podcast.
An episode. So.
And, man, we appreciate so much everybody stopping by, hanging out, listening, and being a part of this episode. Man, we'd love to connect with you. A great way for you to do that is through the Lots About Something podcast page on Instagram. You can stop by there and hit the follow button, and we try to post things on there every now and then. Occasionally we do. Also, a great way to keep up with the podcast is to hit the follow button. So if you've not done that, or subscribe button, if you've not done that on whatever platform that you're watching or listening on. So on Spotify, you can watch us, like right now I'm waving at you, or you can listen. So with Spotify, you could do that, but also you can listen on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. So whatever platform you're listening on, if you'll hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, it just moves new episodes up in your podcast list so that you're aware when there's an episode that maybe you hadn't listened to that's now ready for you to check out and get into. So if you want to do all of those things, we would absolutely love if you would. And yeah, so that's all we got for you today, guys. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us. Man, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.